In a small cave-like room, an elderly Yazidi woman in a turban is pouring holy water and praying over Shireen, who's 23, and 16-year-old Iman. We're at Lalish, the Yazidi sacred site in the mountains of the north of Iraq. But this isn't one of the Yazidis' centuries-old religious rites. It's an entirely modern invention.
Before, they wouldn't have accepted us, but now they do, and they respect us even more than they did before.
Until recently, these friends were held as sex slaves by IS. In the past, such an ordeal would have forced them to leave their faith. Now, this ceremony marks their rebirth as Yazidis.
It's a good feeling.
It's amazing.
With their esoteric beliefs that include devotion to a peacock angel, IS described the Yazidi as devil worshippers. Over the centuries, they've endured waves of violence. But Khadr Domali at the University of Duhok says this was on a different scale.
More than 68 Yazidis temples been destroyed, 43 mass graves, and still we have more than 3,200 women and children in the captivities. I think there are no other community in the world like Yazidis. If you live with some people for hundreds of years and immediately he become like barbarian to kidnap women and girls and use them for the sexual slavery, what happened is really huge, you cannot describe.
3 years ago, helicopters struggled to reach some 100,000 Yazidis who'd fled to Mount Sinjar when IS fighters attacked their villages. Men who didn't escape were murdered, boys taken as soldiers, and women and girls sold as the chattels of war. I've come now to Khanka camp outside the Hook, and in the stifling heat, there are only children out and about. This is a vast sprawl of tents. It's been here for 3 years now, and I've come to see again Iman and Shireen, who I met in Lalish. We've just come inside your tent. What's happened to your family?
All my family has been split up. My brothers were kidnapped. We still have one sister who is captive with IS. And my father is also missing.
And Iman, tell me, why are more people not going back to Mount Sinjar, to their villages?
We're still afraid to go back. We've heard that our village has been liberated, but all the houses have been totally destroyed. Some were destroyed by IS and others by the airstrikes.
The UN now describes what's happened to the Yazidis as genocide. And here in Duhok, the Yazda charity is pushing for justice and collecting testimonies. This month, Baghdad finally agreed the Security Council could send investigators to gather evidence of the most serious IS crimes. Yazda's Iraq director is Sylvia Zanino.
It's hugely important. I hear that the community is not ready for reconciliation until there's some kind of justice. And I think it's quite understandable. So it is a necessary step towards rebuilding some kind of peace or coexistence in the region.
Back at Lalish, families take comfort in Yazidi rituals as they try to rebuild their lives. There's a moment of joy when a baby is baptized. And for the next generation of all Iraqis, what happens now is key. A test for both international justice and national reconciliation in a country where IS exploited and deepened sectarian divisions.